Begin the current daf Masechta Zbachim daf Samach Gimel. Begin four lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah from this parak, the previous parak, when it was describing where is the Mekayman of the different Karbanas. So now it segues into Menachis, into the flower offerings. Says the Mishnah, Menachis Hayu Nikmatzis, the flower offerings had its fistful of flour taking off, which is the equivalent of the Shechita, and that it is by the what is by the Zvachim, which we're discussing about Tana, the Karbanas, which then that's the sacrificing on the Mizbeach, is the same as the Zrika of the Dam. So this Avoida is done B'chamokam Bazar, in any place in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, in the Chiddush is that it doesn't need the north, although as we'll see in the Gemara, the Mincha could be Kachi Kachim, still its Avoida does not have to be done in the north like Karbanas. V'nechalas lefnim naklam, and it's eaten, however, within the curtains, like Kachi Kachim, lezuche chuhuna, for the male kahanim. Like the Pasuk says, l'chol karbanim u'l'chol menchasim u'l'chol chatasam, where it says that it has to be b'kodesh ha-kodesh n'rechlein, it has to be eaten in the holy place, meaning within the curtains. And the Pasuk says, kol zacha yechel leisai, it's only the males that eat it. And says the Mishnah, b'chol maichel, it can be eaten any which way that they want to eat it. L'yem v'lai l'atchaseis, for a day and a night, up until midnight, where we learn it out from the Karban Taida, which is the source that tells us that a carbon is eaten for only that day and the following night. Now, and that halachically we say, rabbinically, it's only eaten up until midnight. Additionally, the Karban Taida had breads, which were menachis, they're flour offerings. Those lachmi taida were menachis, so we learned to all menachis that also the halach is that they're limited up until a day and a night, and rabbinically only up until midnight, so that one doesn't come to eat it beyond this time. Now, relating to the halacha of the Mishnah that said the menachis could have the kmitza done in the whole courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Amar Rav Elazar, he says, mincha shenikmitza behechel kshera. If a flour offering had its kmitza taken in the sanctuary itself, then it's going to be valid. Shekem mitzina b'tzilik b'zich, and it says, because we find such a precedent, by the removal of the ladles that had the frankincense, which they were the equivalent of what a kmitza is to a mincha, they were the commemoration of the flour offering, of the lechem upon, of the showbreads, which were eaten, 12 of them, every Shabbos by the Kahanim. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chavdal, V'hoitzel lechem la'askara, the levaina was a commemoration for the bread, and it's what permits the bread to be eaten. So when that removing from the table that's in the heichel itself is the equivalent of a kmitza of a mincha, which is taking that portion and then bringing it on the mizbeach, so therefore, just like we see that's removed, it's like, so to speak, like a kmitza of the lechem aponim is done in the heichel, so to all kmitzas of menachas are going to be valid if it was done in the heichel. However, Masav Rabbi Yimer, he asks from the following b'raisa. B'raisa quotes the pasuk in Meyukah b'kamatz misham, that talking about a flower offering, that he takes the fistful from there. What does it mean from there? Says the Tanakhama, mimokim shiragli hazar oimdus, from the place where the feet of a non-kohen is standing, because the beginning of the pasuk says, "Vehevi hazar el bnei Aaron hakoyhanim," that the foreigner, the non-kohen, will bring to the sons of Aaron the kohanim. And the pasuk says, "Vekametz misham," and then the kohen will take the kmitza from there, maloy kumtzei a fistful. So it sounds like where the owners stand, that's where the kmitza has to be done. So the assumption of the Gemara right now is that it's, however, in the ulam, in the heichel, where a non-kohen is not allowed to be, then it's not going to be valid the kmitza. So that seems to contradict this halacha of Rebbe Elazar. Now, however, the Gemara continues quoting the Braisa, that by Meseira Imer, he says a different interpretation in those words of a Kametz Misham. He says, Minayin Shem Kametz Bismol. Where do we know that if the Kohen did an inappropriate Kemitza, instead of doing it with the right hand, he did it with the left hand? How do we know Sheyavzor that he could just put that fistful back into the leftover flour? And we don't say it was already invalidated, like an invalid Shechita. Here you could just put it back in, the Yakmetz Biyamin, and then go back and do a fistful with the right hand. Tamalei misham, it says from there. What's from there? Mimakom shekametz kvar, that you can do a kmitza from a place that already had a kmitza done over there. So therefore, he knows that halacha from that pasuk. But the contradiction is from the Tanakama, where we see clearly that it's only where the zar could stand, and he can't be in the heichal. So how could you say kmitza in the heichal is going to be kasher? So you could tell me that those that say that who meisav lo b'hu mefarkla, that it was Rabbi Yirmiya himself who had asked the question and he answered it. And Nikodama, that those that say that no, Omali Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Tachlifam, Azberlach, I'm going to explain to you. Loi Nitzrucha, we didn't need this drush of the Tanakhama to say that the Kemitza is done from where the non-kohen stands. Ela lahachshir kolazara kula was only coming to validate the entire courtyard to tell you that you don't need to have a yerech hamizbech tzavayna by the northern part of the courtyard by the side of the mizbech. And it was coming to say that anywhere where even a non-kohen could go to, even there's going to be kasher for kmitza. But of course, in a holier place like the northern side of the mizbech, and so to the heichal itself, of course that's going to be kasher. Because salka da'at chamina, you would have thought to say that ha'il va'ayla kachay kachim, the ayla carbon is the higher level carbon, that's a kachay kachim. U'mincha kachay kachim, as we alluded to earlier, the mincha is also a kachay kachim. Now ma oila tu nitzavin, just like the carbon oila needs to be its slaughtering in the north, av mincha tu nitzavin, so to the mincha, that flour offering, which its equivalent of slaughtering is the kmitza, should also require the north. And therefore, that's to say, no, that even where the non-kayin could be, which is not even in the Ezra's kayinim, but even just in the Ezra's Nashim and the Ezra's Yisrael, that even there it's going to be valid to do it, but not to invalidate it in the Heichel. For sure, in the holier place, in the Heichel, of course, is going to be valid. Now that the Gemara asks, wait a second, you're saying the reason why you needed to say that it's going to be kosher b'makom shazal imdiz, because you would think it's possible, because it should be compared to an oila that needs to be in the north, so too the kmitza have to be in the north. But mala oila shekin kol, how could you compare it to an oila where it's totally burnt on the mizbech, every part of it, and therefore it needs the north? How could you say that you would have thought to learn a mincha from there where only a fistful is burnt in it? And so then, if you wouldn't have learned from oil, then why do you need a pasuk to exclude and to say that no, it could be done everywhere, not only in the north? So Zigmar, you're right, mechatas. No, if not for excluding it from having to be in the north, we would have learned from chatas that just like chatas is kachay kachim needs the north, so too we would have said that the kmitza of the mincha also needs to be in the north. That's the Gemara. Malachatas. What are you comparing and learning from chatas? Astringency. Shekem mechaperas achi b'krisis. Chatas is a sin offering that atones for even something that's a liability of karis, in contrast to mincha. So why would you think it would have the stringency of the north? Says the Gemara, right? No, me asham. We would have learned it from the guilt offering. Says the Gemara, which also needs the north. Says the Gemara, b'mal asham shekem in the dam. What are you learning from karban asham, where it's a type of blood sacrifice, which has its own unique halachas? Who would say the same thing applies to the mincha, that it needs to be in the north? Says the Gemara, no, mikulu. We would have learned from a mahatzad, from a common denominator of, you're right, you can't learn from oilo or chatas or asham, but we learn common denominator of all of them, that their kachay kachim need the north. So too, we would have said mincha too, and that's why we need the pasuk to say it's kachay even b'makom shazar imdis. That is the Gemara, malakulu, but there's a stringency that applies to all of them, shekim in the dam. They're all types of blood karbanis. In contrast to mincha, why do we need a pasuk to say it's kachay b'makom shazar imdis? Ella Itzach rather says the Gemara, no, the reason why it was necessary was because Sogedait Chemina, you would have thought to say, Hailik Siv, since the Pasuk later on says, Vehigisha Ela Mizbech, regarding the Mincha, the halacha is that there's a halacha of Hagasha, that it has to be brought to the altar. And then the next step in the Avodah, although it's not a Pasuk right near it, after the Hagasha is done, the halacha is, Veheir Mimena Bukumtsu, then you have to elevate from it a fistful, meaning you take it a fistful which gets burnt on the Mizbech. So we would have compared the two consecutive services of the flour offering and said, Mahagasha bekarim arabas duraim, is just like the halacha of Hagasha, which is before the fistful is done. You have to bring it in its vessel to the southwestern corner of the Mizbech, as the Gemara is going to explain. So therefore, af kemitza bekarim arabas duraim, I would have thought to say, okay, so then you also have to do the next step, which is the fistful, also in the southwestern corner. And therefore, we would have thought it's only kosher over there where Zar can't go. Kamash Mulan, that's why we needed the pasuk to say, even b'mokum shazar imdis, that it's kosher everywhere in the Azar, but not to disqualify holier place like the Heichel. Of course that's kosher. And therefore there's not a contradiction on the halacha of Rebbe Lazar, the mincha that is nikmitza b'Heichel is going to be kosher. The Braisa was only telling us, b'kam etz misham, that it's even going to be kosher, not in the north, not even in the southwestern corner, like we said, that we find b'Hagasha. Kmitza does not need that. It could even be b'mokum shazar imdis, in the earlier part of the courtyard where a non-kohen could go. A similar type of halacha, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, says, Shlam sheshachtem beheichel ksherim. A shlam, a carbon offering, that of a shlam that was slaughtered in the heichel in the sanctuary itself, is valid. Shlam, like it says, the passing of Yikr, it says, Veshachtu pesach oil moed. One has to slaughter the carbon shlam by the opening of the oil moed of the sanctuary. So you see from the fact that it's making the azara kasher for shlamim because it is pesach oil moed, obviously, the primary is the oil ma'id, and the azara, the courtyard, is secondary. It's the courtyard of the oil ma'id. It's the opening of the oil ma'id. Now, if so, v'loyei tafel chamim in ikar. So the secondary should not be more stringent than the primary. In other words, since the secondary element the courtyard is the courtyard of the Oil Mayid. It's the Pesach of the Oil Mayid. Since the secondary for it, and even there the slaughtering is kosher, for sure the primary, which is the Heichel, the slaughtering of the Shlam, is going to be kosher. However, the Nesir, the Gemara asks from the following Braisa. Rabbi Yechon ben Masei Ra'imer, he says, Minayin shim hikifu yivdik echav mes kala azar. From where do we know that if the non-Jews surrounded the courtyard in warfare, and they're throwing arrows and different types of weapons into the courtyard, how do we know shakahan nechnasin l'sham, that they could enter into the heichel for cover, v'eichlin shom kachi kachim, and instead of eating in the courtyard like they normally do, they could eat kachi kachim in the heichel itself? That's what the Pasuk teaches when it says, in the holiest area you could eat it, which sounds like even in the Heichel. And that's how we know that one could eat the karbanas in the Heichel itself. And that is the Gemara, Vamai, but why, if you say this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, that lo yei tafel chamim in the ikar, that the secondary should not be more severe than the primary, so why do I need a Pasuk to validate the consumption of kachim in the Heichel? But how does it describe the consumption of kachim? It says in Bechatzar Oil Mayid, in the courtyard of the Oil Mayid. So namely, you should say, Bechatzar Oil Mayid Yechlu. It calls it in the courtyard of the sanctuary. That's where you eat the kachim. So it's making the courtyard to be secondary. So the secondary should not be more primary than the primary. And therefore, of course you could eat in the Heichel. Why do I need a pasuk to validate it? Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashi, can you compare the two to Rabbi Yechanan's halacha that you're asking? Hasam avoidin Rabbi Yechanan's halacha of the slaughtering of the shlamim. Slaughtering is an act of service. It's what a servant does to the master. The adam oivid b'makam rabbi, a person serves his master where his master is. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with doing it in the Heichel. To the contrary, we say that if he could even do it outside in the secondary area, for sure he could do it in the primary area where the master is himself, meaning in the Heichel. But achila, we're going to consumption of the karbanas to ein adam oichel b'makam rabbi. It's not appropriate for a person. It's disgraceful to do the needs of the servant in place where the master is. You don't say that the secondary should not be more severe than the primary, because it's not a stringency, it's actually a leniency. And therefore, to the contrary, it makes sense to say that the secondary should be more lenient than the primary. And yes, if you're going to be able to eat, you can't eat in the face of the master, so to speak, in the Heichel. Rather, one could only eat in the Azara. So you wouldn't have the logic of Shlei Tavachav Neker. And therefore, that's what you need a pasuk to say, a Gzeres HaKasev. That if it needs to be, there's a war waged against them in the Azara, then they could eat it in the Heichel. But without the Pasuk, we would not have known that from the Svara of Shlei Tavo Chabim in the Iker. Continuing on the next category, so we were speaking about karbanis, we spoke about flower offerings. Now, Chatas Ha'if, now regarding bird karbanis, specifically the Chatas, the sin offering that's in a bird form, which there are different types of situations where they bring a Chatas Ha'if. So says the Mishnah, he said, Nasas al Karen Duremis Marabis. So it's a vaid that was done by the southwestern corner of the Mizbech. I think we're going to learn how do we know that. Now, continues the Mishnah, Ubuchom Makam Isakasher. Now, everywhere it was going to be valid. Elazah Haisimakaima, but this was its place. I think we're going to ask, what are you saying? You just said it has to be southwest. What are you saying now? Everywhere is valid, but this was its place. Continues the Mishnah, Vishleshu Dvarm Haisa Isak Karen Mishameshas Milmata. There were three things that was used by the southwestern corner by the bottom half, beneath the red string that separated the Mizbech. Vishleshu Milmala, and there were three things that were done on the top, the upper part of the southwestern corner of the Mizbech. As the Mishnah explains, Milmata on the bottom half was Chata Sa'if, which the Gemara is going to explain how do you know that it was done on the bottom half, which is the topic of our Mishnah. Vagashas and the bringing near of the mincha, which we mentioned before the fistful is taken off, like the pasuk says, v'higisha. The Gemara is going to explain how do we know that it was by the southwestern corner. And v'shayari hadam, the leftover blood of the chatois that are done on the outside, on the outer mizbech. The Gemara is going to explain how do you know that that was also poured by the southwestern corner. Now, umilmalon, and the top half of the mizbech, on the southwestern corner, was done nisachayayin, the pouring of the wine libations, which was done every day. Vamayin, that of the water libations, which was done on Sukkos. And the reason why it was done there is because that's where the shisen were, these pits, where you can't pour it anywhere but the shisen. That was on the southwestern corner. And v'oila sa'if, the bird oila, kishi rabba b'mizrach, when there was too much on the eastern side, because the primary place of the oila sa'if was on the southeastern corner.
As the Gemara explained, the reason is because that's the closest place to the Beis Hadeshin, which was they would put the ashes over there. That's also from the Mizbeach, and that's because they would burn all the limbs and the fats on the Mizbeach. And that's also where they would take the two parts of the Eilas Eif and throw it over there, like the Pasuk, the Hishlach Eisa, El Mokayim Hadeshin, you throw it to the place of the ashes. Now, but when there was too much going on over there, when there was many Kahanim already busy over there in that corner bringing Eilas, and there was no more place to stand on the Seif, because that's where they would stand when they would do it over there. So then, they would bring the Eilam. Since it was done on the upper part of the Mizbech, they would bring it to the Marabis Duramis, to the southwestern corner. Because, why that corner? Because that's the closest, besides the southeastern corner, to the place where the ashes were, more than the other two corners. Because the Beis Hadeshin itself was near the ramp. It's the eastern side of the ramp, and to the southern part of the Mizbech. Because the ramp wasn't as wide as the Mizbech itself. So in that corner, the closest place for that, in the width of the Mizbech, is the southwestern corner. When there was not enough room on the southeastern corner, then they would do the Eilas Eiv on the southwestern corner. Now, relating to this halacha of the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Kala Eilin L'Mizbeach, Eilin Derchimin. Whenever anyone would come up to the altar, they would go up on the right side, as we continue to Amid Beis, U'makifin, and they would go around the altar for the purposes of doing the service, or to place the bloods of the Karmachatas in the four corners, or to organize the fire on top of the Mizbeach, or to turn over the limbs with a fork, whatever it is, but they would make a circumference, the Yarden, and they would come down on the western side of the ramp, which is small, which is on the left for the ones who are coming up. You go around to the right, and you come around all the way to the left. Except for someone that comes up to the Mizbeach for these three things, which are done on the southwestern corner, which are then two types of Nesachim, and the Eilas Sa'if, when there was no more room on the eastern side, when he comes up to the altar, Shayu Eilin V'Yerdin Al Ha'Alkev, that they would go up and come down by their heels, meaning they would go up to the left side, straight to the corner, and they would finish, they would come back on their heels, meaning the same way they went up, that's how they would come down. The Gemara is going to ask, but you need to have the halacha that we mentioned in previous stuff, that you need to have Derech Yimin. You have to go to the right. How'd they go to the left? Now, regarding the three things that were done in the southwestern corner on the bottom, there the whole halacha doesn't apply because you don't go up and you don't go around. There you just stand on the floor, on the ground, so you would go straight to the southwestern corner. Now the Gemara asks, not immediately, from where do we know that the Chatas Ha'if, which was the topic of a Mishnah, was done on the southwestern corner? So Amr Bishui says, Amr Kra, the Pasuk says of Yikra, Lo Yosem Aleihu Shemen. When he was talking about the Minchas Chatas, it says, that since it's a sin offering, so you don't decorate it, you don't have oil on it, you don't put on frankincense in it, because it's a sin offering. So again, this is by Mechaz Chayte, which comes in the place of the Chata Sa'if, when the person is very poor. There's certain karbanis called oil b'yeri, depending on how wealthy a person is, that's the type of karban. If he's wealthy, he brings an animal chatas. If he's not so, then he brings a bird chatas. If he's very poor, then he brings a flower offering. So this is by the Minchas Chatas, which, if a person can't afford a chatas, if he brings a minchas chatas. Now, but one thing we see from the pasuk is that it's talking about a mincha and it's calling it chatasi, which tells us chatas kriya mincha. A chatas is called a mincha because that's what you could understand from the pasuk, because a chatas could also become a mincha, or mincha kriya chatas, and a mincha is called a chatas, which teaches us that we compare the halachas of mincha and chatas. To tell you ma chatas to netzaf, and just like a karma chatas, when it's the avoid is done with it, it needs to be in the north. Av mincha to netzaf, and so to the mincha, it's avoida, when we say the slaughtering, also has to be done in the north. Which Rashi says, for sure this text has to be mistaken, because neither a chatas aiv nor a mincha needs to be done in the north, like we mentioned before, that mincha does not need the north. Now, and it says Rashi, if you're going to say that maybe the Minchas Chayte is different than all the rest, and we compare it to the Chatas Behema, which is that the Mincha is the cheapest when you can't afford, but the Chatas Behema is done in the north, maybe the Minchas Chatas is also done in the north. And it says Rashi, then the Mishnah should have told us when it says, HaMinachas Nikmatzes B'chamakim Bazar, that we start off the daf, that the Kmitz of the Mincha could be done anywhere in the Azara, it should have said Chatas Minchas Chayte, and it doesn't say that. Moreover, says Rashi, how is it possible that the Chatas Aiv, which comes in place of the Chatas Behema, doesn't need the north, which is the middle level, and because like we said, it's done actually in the southwest, but yet the Mincha, which comes in place of the Aiv, is then going to need the north? So therefore Rashi says there must be a different text, which it doesn't know its validity, but it seems appropriate in his eyes that the text should say, Ma chatas pasula shaloi lishma, just like the karma chatas when it's slaughtered. If it's done shaloi lishma, it's going to be invalid. Av mincha pasula shaloi lishma. So to the flower offering is compared to chatas, that it, when it's a chatas, if it's done shaloi lishma, it's going to be pasul. That's how the Gemara in the first Perek of Menachos, Abdal Men Aleph, learns it. So that's one comparison, learning out the mincha from the chatas. But then we learn it the other way too, as we said. Umam mincha, just like the flower offering, needs what we call hagasha, has to be brought near Bekeren Marabas Duraimis to the southwestern corner. Avchata, so too, the chatas ha'oif, it's avayda, is Bekeren Marabas Duraimis, is done in the southwestern corner, which, what's its primary avayda? It's the hazah of the dam, is the throwing of the blood, which that's its primary avayda, that has to be done in the southwestern corner. That's the source of the halacha, that the chatas ha'oif is done Bekeren Marabas Duraimis. Now that is the Gemara, mincha gufa minol. And how do we know that the mincha itself, the flower offering, that its hagasha was done on the southwestern corner, which we said that's one of the three things that's done on the Keren Merabas Duraimis, says, and that's where we're learning Achatas Alei from. Says the Gemara, the time, like learn the Braisa, the Pasuk says of a Yikra, says, Hakrev Oisa ben Aaron, that the sons of Aaron should bring it near, Lefne Hashem, in front of Hashem, which is that that's the halach of hagasha, that it should reach to the Mizbeach. Now, Yachal b'mayr, you would think, that means the west, because Lefnei Hashem means in front of the Heichel, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. Tamaloy me'el panei Mizbeach, but the Pasuk there also says to the face of the Mizbeach, as we taught in the previous daf, the face is where you enter in. Where do you enter to the Mizbeach? That says on the southern side where the ramp is. Now, el panei Mizbeach, so had it only said the face of the altar, Yochel Badarim, you would think it means the south. Tamaloy me'el panei Hashem, but then the Pasuk says in front of Hashem, which is to the west. So how do you resolve that? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Magisha Bekeren Merabas Duraimis. What you do is you get both. You bring it to the southwestern corner, Keneged Chudushal Keren, directly by the corner of the Mizbech, and Vidayan, that's going to be enough, because now you'll have Lefnei Hashem and El Pnei HaMizbech. It's going to be on the south of the Mizbech, which is El Pnei HaMizbech, and at the same time, it's going to be on the west, which is going to be Lefnei Hashem. And Vidayan, it's going to be enough, which the Gemara, Masech Seit, in the second parak explains, what does it mean, it's enough? What it means to say is that Hagasha, you don't have to actually have the mincha touch the altar itself. Rather, the vessel that's holding it could touch the Mizbeach. That's one interpretation. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he says that since the Pasuk specified to you regarding the Hagasha, two sides, because on the one hand, Lefnei Hashem is saying on the west, and El Pnei HaMizbeach is saying to the south, so says Rabbi Eliezer, Yachal Yagishenu L'marabah Shel Keren. So you would think you have a choice. Either you could bring it to the western part of the corner, or L'dremi Shel Keren, or to the southern side of the corner, and you could choose. And that says Rabbi Eliezer Amrit, but you're going to say, no. Kamakim Shat Emaitzeh Shnei Mekrais. Wherever you have two verses, Echad Mekayim Atzmai Mekayim Chaveri. One, if you fulfill it, and you can fulfill the other pasuk with it. Ve'echad Mekayim Atzmai Mevatel Chaveri. And the other one, you could fulfill it, but then you'll be nullifying the other pasuk. So then the halacha is, manichin zeh shemekayim atzmai mevatel chaveri. So then you leave the one that, if you'll do it as it says by it, you'll fulfill it, but it'll nullify the other one. But teitzin zeh shemekayim atzmai mekayim chaveri. And therefore you'll rather grab the pasuk, that if you fulfill it, you'll also fulfill the other pasuk. So? How does it apply over here? Kesha'at o'im, and the girs is, lifnei Hashem, take away the aleph. When you say, in front of Hashem, so he said, that's b'mayiv, on the western side, on the western side of the Mizbeach. Now, because you have to bring it near the Mizbeach, but it has to be Lefnei Hashem. Now, so then, Heichen Kayem Tel Panei Mizbeach. If you're going to go with that Pasuk, how are you going to fulfill to the face of the altar? Because that's to the south, and it's not on the southern part of the Mizbeach, it's only on the western side now. However, Kusha'ato Emel Panei Mizbeach Bedarim, when you say that it should be to the face of the altar in the south, Kayem Tel Lefnei Hashem Bedarim, you will still be fulfilling in front of Hashem on the southern side of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Heichen Kayem Tel, where do you fulfill it? It's on the south. Not in front of the Heichel. Oh, Amar Rav Ashi says, Ksava Haitana, the Tana of this Braisa hold, Kuloi Mizbech Betzofen Koi. All of the altar was in the northern part of the Azara, so it comes out the southern part of the altar is directly opposite the entryway of the Heichel, which was half in the north, half in the south, and therefore even on the southern side, besides being El Panei Mizbech, is also going to be Lefnei Hashem. So that the Gemara continues, and therefore again that was the source for Hagasha that's in Keren Marabas Duraimis, and so too we learn that Chatzis Oif from there that it shall also be Keren Marabas Duraimis. Now the Mishnah said regarding the Chatzis Oif, B'chol Makam Haisik Sher B'chulu, that every place really in the altar was kosher for it, but rather this was its place. Says the Gemara, my kama, what is it saying? First of all, you just said it has to be the southwestern corner. Then you say, everywhere is kosher. And then you say, but this is its place. So Rav Ashi says, no, hachi kama, this is the way you have to read the Mishnah. B'chal malkam esik sheri l'milikasa. Every place on the where it was by the altar is going to be valid for its malika, which is the equivalent of shechita by the bird karbanis, which is to slice off its head. That, the Mishnah is saying, whether you do it on the upper half of the Mizbech and the bottom half of the Mizbech, that doesn't make a difference. Elazari Mekamo, when it says, but this was its place, it means this was its place, lahaza'asa, for the spraying of the blood. Because when we learn out regarding that the Chatas Sa'if has to be on the bottom half of the Mizbech, as the Gemara is going to explain later on in the Sugya, is talking about by the Hazah. Because it says, v'hiz medama chatas al-kir, that you spray from the blood of the chatas on the wall, which the Gemara is going to explain, that refers to the bottom half of the wall. So therefore, that's nothing to do with malika. So therefore, it could be the malika could be on the top half of the Mizbeach too, when you're doing the malika. Moreover, the fact that it has to be the southwestern corner was only learned regarding the Hazah. Because like we just said before, where do we know Hazah from? We know it from the halacha of Hagasha of the Mincha. Now, the Hagasha is to bring it near to the Mizbeach. And we say, by the Hagasha, the Mincha, it has to be the southwestern corner, so too regarding Chatas Aif. But regarding what are the Chatas Aif? Malika has no relationship to the Mizbeach. You could do wherever you want to. What has to do with the Mizbeach of the Chatas Aif? The spraying of the blood and the squeezing it out. Oh, that's what's learned out for both the bottom half and the southwestern corner. But the Malika, that could be B'chol Malkam Isik Shera. When it says Zayim Makayma, it means what was its place of the southwest? That was for the Hazah. So those words are missing. Says the Gemara, similarly, Tanin Lahadon Tan Rabban, this supports what we learned in the Braisa, that, and the amendment is in this Braisa itself too, that Malika is different. Says the Braisa, Malaka b'chal malka mizbeach kasher. To do the Malika, which is like the slaughtering of the head of the bird carbon, wherever it is on the mizbeach is going to be kasher. He's a dama b'chal malka kasher, which the Gemara is going to ask on this statement. That sounds like if they spray the blood anywhere in the mizbeach, it's also going to be kasher. Moreover, he's of a like mitzvah ksheret. If they spray the blood of the bird carbon, but they don't do the mitzvah, which is squeezing out the blood of the chatas aif, it's also going to be valid. As long, however, that it's done beneath the red string from the blood of the carbon. And that says the Gemara, my kama, what exactly is the Braisa saying? Because the Braisa says you could spray the blood on the Mizbeach wherever you want to, which sounds like even if it's above the red string, that's going to be valid. But then the Braisa continues and says, as long as you do it beneath the red string. And as Rashi says, you can't say that, oh, what do you mean, why don't you do both? Maybe it's saying that you could spray it wherever you want to, but then you have to spray it again beneath the red string, and that's the way it's going to be valid. Says Rashi, no, because when it says he's a dama, the Braisa says, he sprays the blood, which sounds like all of its blood, because it doesn't say he's a mi dama kashera, that if he sprays from its blood, wherever it is going to be kasher. He's a dama. It sounds like wherever it sprays the blood. And it sounds like even all its blood. But that's not true. The Braisa says it has to be beneath the red string. And that says the Gemara Hachakam. This is what the Braisa is saying. First halacha is what we want to bring a proof to is that malaka b'chal malka mizbeach kasher. Yeah, if you do malika anywhere in the mizbeach, as we explained the halacha by Mishnah, it's going to be valid wherever it's done. Now continues the Braisa, mitza dama, when they squeeze out the blood, because the chatas aif needs, after the blood is sprayed from the bird, has to be squeezed out, like the pasuk says in Mirka, hey, vanisha badami matzi, the leftover blood is squeezed out, which is that they bring the bird to the altar itself, they squeeze out the neck part on the wall itself, and the blood gets squeezed out and it drips down the mizbeach. That says the Braisa, b'chal malkam b'mizbeach kasher. That's valid anywhere on the mizbeach where it's done, because as the Braisa continues to explain itself, because the squeezing of the chatas ha'if, that mitzui, is not even an avoida that if it's changed, that it's going to be invalid. Because even if one would not even do the mitzui at all, as the Braisa continues on the top of Samach Talmud Alf, shem hizav le mitzik shera. Because if, let's say, they only do the spraying of the blood and they don't even do the squeezing out, it's going to be valid, like the Gemara said in Nezum Kermit of Nebezim at Aleph, that it says, v'hanisha yimatzi, what's left over, you squeeze out, which sounds like, but if nothing is left over, then you don't squeeze it out. So obviously, and those who learn that the mitzvah is not going to be ma'akev, and we learn that from this pasuk. On that continues the braisa, but ubalvad shayitin, but as long as he gives the primary hazois, the first sprayings of the blood, that should be mechotah sikru lamata medama nefesh, from the primary bloods of the carbon of the chatzis oif, that should be done beneath the red string, which our Mishnah said, that liketchila, that should be done on the southwestern corner. But again, we amend the braisa, just like we amend the Mishnah, that malika could be done mechal malkim, the mitzvah could be done mechal malkim, but, and that's what our Mishnah meant when it says that when it said the halacha that b'chamakam is a kashera, that was from Malikasa. But when we say zeh makayma, that's referring to what the Mishnah had said, and the Braisa referring to also at the end, that has to be done beneath the red string, on the bottom half, and as our Mishnah said, as we learned from Mincha, that should be primarily be done in the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach.